Every muscle was a plucked piano wire. His teeth gritted like a sand block. His heart was a snare drum. The black granite Equitable building cast a square shadow as he crossed Prior Street. How many blocks had Jimmy gone? How many more did he have to go? Don Wesley was thrown over his shoulder like a sack of flour. Fireman's carry. Harder than it looked. Jimmy's shoulder was ablaze. His spine drilled into his tailbone. His arm trembled from the effort of keeping Don's legs clamped to his chest. The man could already be dead. He wasn't moving. His head tapped into the small of Jimmy's back as he barreled down Edgewood faster than he'd ever carried the ball down the field. He didn't know if it was Don's blood or his own sweat that was rolling down the back of his legs, pooling into his boots. He wouldn't survive this. There was no way a man could survive this. The gun had snaked around the corner. Jimmy had watched it slither past the edge of a cinder block wall. The sharp fangs of the front sights jutted up from the tip of the barrel. Raven, MP25. 6-round, detachable box, blowback action, semi-auto. The classic Saturday night special. $25 on any ghetto corner. That's what his partner's life had come down to. $25. Jimmy faltered as he ran past First Atlanta Bank. His left knee almost touched the asphalt. Only adrenaline and fear saved him from falling. Quick bursts of recall kept setting off colorful fireworks in his head. Red shirt sleeve bunched up around a yellow-gold wristwatch. Black-gloved hand holding the white pearl grip. The rising sun had bathed the weapon's dark steel in a bluish light. It didn't seem right that something black could have a glint to it, but the gun had almost glowed. And then the finger pulled back on the trigger. Jimmy knew the workings of a gun. The 25 slide was already racked, cartridge in the chamber. The trigger spring engaged the firing pin. The firing pin hit the primer. The primer ignited the gunpowder. The bullet flew from the chamber. The casing popped out of the ejection port. Don's head exploded. Jimmy's memory did no work to raise the image. The violence was etched into his corneas, backdropped every time he blinked. Jimmy was looking at Don, then he was looking at the gun. Then he was looking at how the side of Don's face had distorted into the color and texture of a rotten piece of fruit. Click, click. The gun had jammed. Otherwise, Jimmy wouldn't be running down the street right now. He would be face down in an alley beside Don, condoms and cigarette butts and needles sticking to their skin. Gilmer Street, Cortland, Piedmont, 3 more blocks. His knee could hold out for 3 more blocks. Jimmy had never been on the business end of a firing gun. The flash was an explosion of starlight, millions of pinpricked pieces of sun lighting up the dark alley. His eardrums rang with the sound. His eyes stung from the cordite. At the same time, he felt the splash against his skin, like hot water, only he knew, it was blood and bone and pieces of flesh hitting his chest, his neck, his face. He tasted it on his tongue, crunched the bone between his teeth. Don Wesley's blood. Don Wesley's bone. He was blinded by it. When Jimmy was a kid, his mother used to make him take his sister to the pool. She was so little back then, her skinny, pale legs and arms poking out of her tiny suit reminded Jimmy of a baby praying mantis. In the